From KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a new show about great music from the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jeff Beery, Program Director at KRCC.
I'm Jake Brownell, Producer at KRCC.
I'm Vicki Greger, Music Director at KRCC.
On this episode, we'll hear from Colorado Springs hip-hop artist Stoney Burtz. Local synth-pop group Millicent joins us for an in-studio performance and interview. Our very own Iggy Igloo shares some music from a genre that's close to his heart. And at the end of the show, we'll discuss the summer concert season at Red Rocks and tell you how you can win tickets to some amazing upcoming shows. All that today on Air Check. So we begin our show today with a musical roundtable, and this is the part of the show where we go around the table and each of us shares a song that we haven't been able to get out of our heads this last month. And the last month saw a number of big new releases. So with that, let's start with you, Jeff.
Well, one of the CDs that I was really excited about was the new Radiohead. I'm a big Radiohead fan, and I believe this is their ninth album. You know, I added the first Radiohead, Pablo Honey with Creep years ago, reluctantly, and they've evolved into quite a different band from back then. So I was really excited to hear about the new Radiohead album coming down. It's called A Moon-Shaped Pool, and it is a really subtle album, and Thom Yorke and Johnny Greenwood, I think, are the driving forces behind this band. And with this new album, they've incorporated the London Contemporary Orchestra. And it's a really rich, subtle album. And the song that I like is called Present Tense. And it sneaks up on you with Thom Yorke's vocals. You know, he's kind of a dark character. He's just a dark character. And he really hooks me with his vocals.
All right, well, let's take a listen. This is Present Tense by Radiohead from their new album, A Moon-Shaped Pool.
Some lilting vocals from Thom Yorke.
Very happy right now.
You like it?
Oh, it's incredible.
It's a new direction for these guys again.
You know, what strikes me is that they've changed a lot, as you said, over their career, and each of their albums has had a pretty distinct sound to it. And this strikes me as actually incorporating aspects of a lot of previous albums of theirs. You know, there's this sort of ambient sound that we might associate with Kid A or Amnesiac, but then there's that acoustic guitar, which I can't really place exactly where I would point to for that one. But
Hail to the Thief had a lot of those moments.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to hear how they're still sort of taking those things that they've done in the past and elaborating on.
You know, I don't recall them ever using orchestras like this before, though. This is new to them.
They used a lot of synthesized stuff, but to bring in an orchestra proper, yet with an orchestra, there's something about this record that is very minimal. I mean, the components are just very, you know, right there. But listen to that song. In the meantime, there's like that samba shaker beat going on. It's just amazing. But his vocals just pull that together like a needle and thread.
Vocals.
I want to drown to the penny drop. Won't stop now. Won't let go.
All right. Vicky, on to you.
Well, this was a surprise, and I have to give a little bit of credit here to a friend who said, you got to put your ears to this record because it's not what you think it's going to be. And this is Ray LaMontagne, and it's the new one, Ouroboros. And you know Ray LaMontagne usually as that kind of Americana folk guy, or, you know, he has a very soulful voice, that kind of raspy baritone.
Kind of a crooner, yeah.
Yeah, so the delight of this record is that it's like a record that Pink Floyd never made.
Wow.
And that's what took me by surprise. Jim James from My Morning Jacket produced this. You know, and Jim James is no stranger to exploring terrain himself. Mm-hmm. But really, it's just a really different record for Ray LaMontagne.
All right, let's take a listen. This is Ray LaMontagne, The Changing Man from Ouroboros. Psychedelic, not the Ray LaMontagne I remember.
Yeah.
Right. Which is what a beautiful surprise, or what a beautiful revelation that comes from here. This is a record that needs to be listened end to end. Every song segs into the next.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah. And it's one of those, take the time to put this record on and just listen to it end to end. I thought of metal a lot. I think of Dark Side, Wish You Were Here.
Yeah, I can hear that.
It takes you that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's funny because I remember when he kind of first came onto the scene in 2005, 2006. It was sort of amidst this larger moment of bearded guys with acoustic guitars, Iron and Wine, mm-hmm. Bon Iver, you know. This is totally a departure from that.
Yeah. I equate the guy with Cat Stevens for some reason. You know, I remember the first couple of albums, I don't know if it was because it was Trouble or, I don't know, Cat Stevens.
A surprise of the year. It's going to end up on my 10 best for sure.
What'd you find now, Jake? You're always digging on the interwebs.
I'm always excited to see what the link's going to be from Jake.
Well, it's a new album from Chance the Rapper, who's a guy out of Chicago, grew up in Chicago. He is the son of a sort of political operative in that town who had worked for one-time Senator Barack Obama.
Oh, really?
And I think his dad is now somehow in the administration of Rahm Emanuel, the mayor there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, Chance the Rapper is just this incredible artist who, he's young, he's 23 right now. And one of the things I love about Chance the Rapper is that he is the rare example of an independent hip-hop artist who's making it on a huge stage. You know, he has been approached by labels and he could have his pick of record labels to be signed to, and he's chosen to remain independent, and he's released 3 really, really successful popular mixtapes for free pretty much each time. So it's an interesting case of someone really doing their own thing in the contemporary music world, and I think just doing an incredible job at it. So I guess I'll just get to it. This song is called All We Got. Chance the Rapper, the new album is called Coloring Book, and this one actually features Kanye West and the Chicago Children's
Choir. Oh, well,
there's
a name I know.
That's, yeah. All right, All We Got.
Hey. This ain't no intro, this the entree. Hit that intro with Kanye, I sound like Andre. Tryna turn my baby mama to my fiance. She like music, she from Houston, like Auntie Yonce. Man, my daughter couldn't have a better mother. If she ever find another, he better love her. Man, I swear my life is perfect. I can
merchant. If I die, I'll probably cry in my own service. It was a dream. You cannot mess with the beam. This is like this many rings. Y'all know what I mean. This for the kids of the king of all kings. This is the homiest thing. This is the beat that played under the word. This is the sheep that ain't like what it heard. This is officially first. This is the third.
This is the
That sounds like a pretty big ensemble to me.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. I think it's like euphoric summer music, really uplifting, you know. And if you listen to the whole album, people have called it kind of almost a gospel album because there's a strong sort of Christian religious theme going through it. It's just a really interesting album, and one that I think, I don't know, I'm going to be listening to it nonstop this summer.
You know what I first thought of when I heard this? There's almost this wrangled, not cacophony, but there's so many moving parts, yet it all comes together in this glorious ensemble. It's just glorious
it
at
is.
Times.
I think that's a great word for it.
Definitely more than two turntables and a microphone.
Well, thanks again for your wonderful choices.
Thank you, Jake.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Thank you both.
We know we got it. We know we got it. We know we got it.
The next segment comes from you, Vicky. An interview you did with local hip-hop artist Stoney Burtz. So what do we need to know about Stoney before we jump into this?
Well, Stoney Burtz has been making waves in the Colorado Springs music scene since 2011 when she released her first album, Fades and Green Stuff, on SoundCloud. She's put out a number of excellent records and earned a reputation for her sharp lyricism and infectious flow. In 2015, she won Best Solo Hip-Hop Artist, and that was at the Colorado Springs Indie Music Awards. I recently had the great pleasure of speaking with her about how she got her start in hip-hop, her approach to songwriting, and her latest album, Say Anything.
All right, Vicky Gregor speaking with Colorado Springs' own Stoney Burtz.
I'm seen on the scene, the mic's running hot. There's so much more than what meets the eye, I guess I'm unidentified. What's it really mean to be identified when I'm seen in the scene, the mic's running high?
Stoney Burtz, thank you for being here
no
today.
Problem.
Well, I've got a lot of questions, but I like to start it back to the beginning. I'm always curious when I get to listen to amazing music and amazing artists. Where does that come from? What was happening that you started writing such amazing lyrics, amazing poetry, and then finding that voice?
I honestly didn't start actually rapping or anything like that until probably about 5 years ago. I was always writing, you know, things down. I was always, because I was very kind of introverted, so I was always kind of explaining myself to myself, I guess you would say. I still pretty much am kind of a socially awkward little quiet kid, you know what I mean? But I did speech and debate in high school, like I did forensics. So I did technical policy debate, I guess you would say, which some people would find a little bit dry, a little bit boring. But I enjoyed it because I like current events and politics and stuff like that. And I think that kind of like first showed me that I could, I guess, like articulate myself and speak well enough for people to really get what I was saying. And then just kind of later on through life, I grew up, I always listened to, my parents were more into like the, you know, older school. They didn't really listen to a lot of hip hop. I mean, I knew who like Biggie and Tupac were, but I didn't listen to their music. I wasn't really allowed to. So when I you know, kind of got older and got to expand into what I like to do. And I was in Independent Records one day and I heard Atmosphere on the loudspeaker. I didn't know who it was, but it was this one song. And I was like, oh, my God, they can do that? Like, people do that? Because I'd only heard a certain, I guess, type of hip hop or rap, you know. So when I heard that, I went and bought the album, and it was just downhill from there. Like, I just bought everything hip hop, and then I figured out, like, I might be kind of good at this. And one day I just tried it out at a friend's house, and he was like, you wrote that? Like, you did that? And I was like, yeah. And, you know, I got a show, and then
the awards started coming in, too. No, talk about hitting the planet with a gift, though.
We screaming push, pull, tug, tug. The 0 to 100 only takes one shrug. And some get jaded and it only takes one love. That one mistake you made flagging off that one buzz. Hey, even if I said
your speed and clarity, is that something that you're able to perform enough now that it keeps your skills up? Or is this a thing like any other muscle that you're working? You know, you've got time every day to just go through a flow, go through your words and have it, you know, the cadence be what you want it to be?
I honestly attribute a lot of that to when I did like speech and debate and forensics, because the type of debate that I did was very like fast paced, and you kind of had like 8 minutes to present this argument, and a lot of times you had certain information you had to get out in that 8 minutes. So literally, like, I went, you know, kind of interesting admission, but I went to debate camp a lot of summers, you know, between grades, and so we did speed drills, like, you know, drills to where we'd like put a pen in our mouth and like read a whole page from a book, or read backwards skipping every other word, or read forward as fast as you can putting an O between every word. I think because of those skills, even though I don't do that anymore, I did it for so long, you know, there was a point in time where I could probably speak at like 100 words a minute.
Wow.
Clearly, you know. So I mean, I freestyle a lot, which is kind of like working out, you know, your kind of your mind and being able to come up with things on the fly. But as far as like the speed and the actual technical ability, I definitely attribute it to my debate coach and all those summers I spent in Wyoming.
Like, it was straight out of Wyoming.
Keeping my eyes closed to it, machine mode through it. This is just an old Judas, some old Nikes that only know how to just do it. Kill everything in radius, I'm just a cold Brutus.
These words, do you write every day? Do you find yourself, or do you have that notebook in your back pocket kind of thing, or, you know, on the phone? Getting some stuff in there.
I write on my phone. I have a lot of notes on my phone. The notes app is like, you know, like my life. As far as writing every day, I would have to say, as far as like going in to write a song every day, no, because I think I'm writing every day in some aspect in my head, like whether I'm in the shower and I'm like, you know, I'm just, because, you know, that's just kind of how all this came about for me, to be honest with you. It wasn't necessarily like I was writing things down where I was like, this needs to be a song.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, you know, I got tired of just writing things down and it not really going anywhere. And then, you know, one day I heard a beat and I was like, I think I could, you know, put this together. And I think that's why now I wouldn't say I'm like known for it, but a lot of people who've worked with me in the past, if they invite me for a collaboration or to do a song, a lot of times I will, you know, they might send me the beat or something 2 weeks before that, but I'll probably come into the studio and they'll play the beat and I'll write what I need to write right then and there.
Wow.
And that's just because of the, for me, it's not necessarily about the beat. You can really make a song whatever you want to make it, but for me, the beat kind of inspires where I want to go with it and the vibe of who I'm working with and kind of what we're dealing with that day, or maybe something's happened. I feel like all that goes into the full product. If I write something 2-3 weeks before this, it'll work, but will it be as organic as it could be, you know? And that's kind of always my concern, which sometimes makes things a little bit more difficult, but, you know, it works out most of the time, I think.
Kicking out the back with habits of a masochist, asking for the passage later often makes these words exist. You know that I hate to kiss, often feeling nauseous, sick, build it to demolish it while our time is spent.
The family of hip-hop, bands, guys, women, how does that all come together? Is there something to be said about a hardship of being a woman in hip-hop? Is it a supportive community as far as people showing up for each other's stuff, their gigs, their events?
Yeah, I mean, from like when I started in 2011, just kind of getting into it and really getting to know everybody, because I only knew, you know, one person or so that kind of dealt with hip-hop, and that was Eric Radke, Earsick. You might have heard of him. He's one half of Mad Trees, and he, you know, I actually reached out to him and was like, hey, can you help me record this, because I had no clue how to do it. And there wasn't really a lot of people that I could reach out to besides him. And he was, you know, gracious enough to invite me over and let me record. And that's kind of how I got into my own show. So for me, it was really based on that camaraderie of wanting to help the next person of how I even got here. But as far as the support, we've got so many open mics like Word Wednesday, and you know, you've got the queer open mic night at Mountain Fold, you've got, you know, all these different things that you can, and that's kind of what's helped me, I think, being able to because like you say, as far as like being a woman in hip hop, like for me, it's, you know, I'm a woman in hip hop, yes, and but a queer person as well. So for me, it's kind of like, you know, you have to ride that line because certain people see me and they expect a certain thing from me. But I'll go to the queer open mic night. You know, not everybody in our community is going to go, which, you know, is totally their choice. But for me, I'm able to go to different avenues that other people might not have even thought to go to because of a preconceived notion. Or maybe they're like, oh, well, I don't belong there. Well, it's about inclusion. It's about everybody coming together, whether it's a queer open mic. You know, like it doesn't matter. It's just that's one lane that does need inclusion, that we do need to kind of circle out. And that's why I kind of like to, you know, support it. And I try to support everything.
I love, I know I need it, even if it's not right. I love, I know I need it, even if it's not right. I love, I know I breathe it.
Let's talk about the music. This is what it's all about. So what we have right here, Say Anything. Speak to this. What was the process to making this?
It was really, really a collaboration, of course, between myself and Elements, who is a producer here. He's originally from New York, but he has moved out here. We honestly just worked really well together, kind of as I started here. You know, he had moved here, and I remember one night he came up to me at a show, and he was like, "You're dope." You know, and I've never really been a lot of places. So for somebody who's from New York or from what have you, when they see a plethora of MCs out, you know, I was like, oh, I take that as a compliment. You know, and people always come up to you afterwards and say that was cool. So I didn't think anything of it. And then actually heard his beats and I was like, oh, my God, like this man's amazing. You know, he sent me a few tracks for Slight Smiles, which was my first original like debut. And you know, he felt like I did a good job with those. So on this one, we just decided, because we, you know, became friends, we hung out, you know, that's my boy, we still do. So we just, honestly, he would get in the studio, and because I'm one of those people, like I said, that would get in there and I'd hear a beat and start writing something, he's one of those producers that can get in there and just start, find a sample and start doing something, and then I'll hear something, and then it's turned into a lot of those songs you hear. I went over to his house and we made right then, like Cold Chinese Food. We were listening to something on YouTube. He found a sample and he was like, maybe we should do something. And then found it. And then I wrote the song right then and there. And we just put the finishing touches on it right away. So it's really a collaborative effort.
Tripping over my words, crashing into my thoughts. Collision doesn't hurt, thinking that it took too long. The moment when it spurs could be here today and gone. Get ahead of myself, I hope the latency is strong. So I asked to give me...
It's loosely based on the movie Say Anything, which John Cusack.
Oh, I know that movie.
It's one of my favorites. Actually, you know, my favorite movie almost of all time. But yeah, and it was kind of based off that. There's like little audio snippets in between. And we just wanted to do something kind of unique, and as well as being able to kind of tell my story and my narrative with his kind of his beats is kind of like the director, I guess you would say. It worked out well. I think it's gotten a pretty good reception, and it was definitely a fun time making it. So.
Stoney Burtz, thank you so much for being here today on Air Check.
No problem. Thank you for having me. It's been a wonderful experience, and hopefully I'll be back again later in the future.
So. All right, I'll take you up on that.
Awesome.
We played to win, but they knew the route. It's pork and sin, but we know it's doubt. And heated up. Check. Look at the leaves shed from the trees. I think it's fallout.
That was Vicky speaking with local hip-hop artist Stoney Burtz. All the songs you heard in that piece were from Stoney's latest album. It's called Say Anything, produced by Elements. You're listening to Air Check on KRCC. Stay with us.
Action words like adjectives, I think I want it all now. And we can fall back slowly. Wonder if the steps we take make us unholy. I'm just trying to be beside you even when I'm feeling unworthy. Let's heat it up. Let's heat it up. Up, check. Let me state facts and privilege the masses. I hope that you know the difference between this and that whack-ish. I hope you know the difference between genuine and classic. Like times I should write it down but never want to ask it.
From KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Aircheck, a new show about great music from the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell, producer at KRCC.
I'm Jeff Beery, the program director and host of the Blue Plate Special.
And I'm Vicki Greger, music director and host of the Morning Music Mix.
Jake, now in a previous Aircheck episode, you mentioned to us Millicent, and I recall a very smooth, synthy, electronic R&B kind of thing going on. The song you chose was Say You Want Me. It's on their SoundCloud page, and it has 10,000 listens in the past 5 months. Seems like an example of a local band that's poised to make the big time.
Yeah, absolutely. And Millicent is a band that I've been really excited about since I first heard them, which was in December, following the release of their EP, Due. And it's a great record, and I was eager to learn a bit more about the music and where it's coming from. So invited them into the studio for an interview and in-studio performance. The founder and songwriter in the band is a woman named Emily Nur, who you'll hear singing and playing the keyboard, and she was joined by her drummer, Tyler Cucciara. It's sort of a stripped-down version of what you hear on the album and what they do at their live shows, but I thought they sounded great.
Sounds good. Let's take a listen to a song from that in-studio performance, followed by your interview with Millicent.
Hello, we are Millicent, and this is our song, Won't Be.
My thoughts escape my own control.
was Millicent performing their song Won't Be live at KRCC. And I'm here in the studio now with Emily Nur, singer, keyboard, songwriter, and Tyler Cucciara, drummer. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Absolutely.
Happy to be here.
So I guess take me to the beginning here. When did Millicent form? Tell me a little bit about kind of the history of this project.
Sure. I did my first release in fall of 2013. So it's been a couple years already, but what kind of led me there was I had been doing like singer-songwriter acoustic shows for maybe like a year or two before that. And I think I just started getting bored, honestly. I wanted people to dance and feel a little bit more energy at my shows. And so my vision for Millicent was to have something that was a bit more fun and just brought joy to a room and wasn't just mellow background music.
And it's funny that you say that because it sounds like you kind of started from a place of being a live performer in some ways and wanting to have a show that was a fun live show. But I think one of the things that's so impressive about your work is the production on it and the studio recording angle as well. So, I mean, is that something that you just sort of taught yourself how to record and how to do all that stuff, or have you had help along the way?
So, first project that was on my own, I had a friend help me mix it at the end, but then the EP that I released at New Year's of this last New Year's, which is called Do, I worked with a producer named Charlie Fitz out of Denver. I had gotten connected with him at a video shoot that we did a while ago, and so he and I hashed everything out together. So I would make a demo on GarageBand and kind of conceptualize and, you know, maybe write my lead lines or whatever, but bring it to him and we would then kind of hash it out in Logic and Pro Tools, and so I had a lot of help with that.
Rest my head so gently on his chest. Well, I wonder what we had from the start.
Well, let me chime in for a second.
Yeah,
well, I've only been a part of this since last November, I believe. Known Emily forever.
Yeah.
But I think the first, Emily was working on it with Charlie, and she was telling me about it, and she asked me to be a part, but she had said that she was working with, I think it was, you'd work with 7 different producers that you actually didn't like.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of a testament to how much she knows what she wants, I guess. Love path.
And so I want to talk about your EP that you released in, I guess it was December 31st, is that right?
Yeah.
And it's called Do.
Yeah.
Okay. talk about the reception of that so far. And I've noticed sort of online, you know, on SoundCloud, some of the songs, Say You Want Me, which seems like a big single from that, has gotten thousands of plays. And it seems like you've gotten a little bit of traction. Talk about sort of how that has unfolded for you guys.
It's been crazy. I think that the thing that I was kind of focusing on the most last year in working with Charlie up in Denver and just trying to get a more professional sound is that it's very accessible to make and release music now. And so I think what I wanted to do with Do is have a bit more of a polished project in every sense of the creation of, you know, production and visually, and we made a music video. You know, like, I put a lot of things into trying to present myself as, like, I'm taking this seriously. It's not just this GarageBand demo I put up on Bandcamp, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I think my goal was to kind of have something a bit more polished that could be taken seriously. And I think that it's cool to see. I think people respond a bit more with, you know, respect for something that they can tell has been really thought out. So, yeah, we've gotten some good traction on the internet for sure, and some really nice write-ups and things like that. Yeah, I'm really encouraged.
'Cause if ever I wanted the truth, the last person I would ask is you. Oh, you've got me so confused. Is that what you wanted? You wanted.
The music you make strikes me as being different than a lot of what you hear coming out of Colorado Springs. You know, and the music scene here, to me, has been predominantly, you know, guitar-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if you guys could talk about being sort of a synth-pop like R&B band in a place like Colorado Springs.
Let me just say something.
Okay.
I've told Emily a lot of times, man, this would sound so good with an acoustic guitar. And she just always says, absolutely not.
No.
And that's why she sounds like she does.
No. I think in Colorado Springs, it's been a little challenging because there's not a lot of like collaborative spaces that I've found that click really well. And also there's not an abundance of shows where we make sense either. So I'm grateful that we're that close to Denver because I have definitely reached out and worked up there quite a bit more. But I also think to a small scale degree, it's worked well for us because there's not a lot of music like ours in town. I think it's helped add a little bit of distinction to what we're doing, which is nice and makes it easier on us. But I don't feel alone in it. It's not a problem. But sometimes I wish, at least for the sake of shows and collaborating in that sense, it'd be fun if there was something that we clicked with a bit more. But
yeah, well, and what's exciting to me about what you guys are doing is it seems like having a band like Millicent in town that's doing something different, it can just sort of expand the perimeters of what is expected as far as local music here and as far as, you know, what people who are getting into the music scene here, what they feel like they can do. You know, I think it's cool. So, well, Emily Ner, Tyler Cucciara, Millicent, thank you guys so much for coming in and for playing. And we're going to take it out on another of your in-studio songs here. So, but thank you again. And we're all here at KRCC really excited to follow you guys and hear your music.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Hello, we are Millicent, and this is our new song entitled Haze.
It's getting late, I think it's time for us to go. The setting sun holds a power we both know. Dreams, they're tangled up with me.
That was an interview and in-studio performance with local group Millicent. For more from Millicent, you can catch them live on Saturday, June 11th at Welcome Fellow in downtown Colorado Springs. For more info on that event, head to krcc.org. This is AirCheck. Stay with us. KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is AirCheck, a new show about great music from the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell, producer at KRCC.
I'm Jeff Beery, the program director and host of the Blue Plate Special.
And I'm Vicki Greger, music director and host of the Morning Music Mix. You know, here at KRCC, we have so many talented DJs with such excellent taste in music. And one of the things we like to do here on AirCheck is invite some of these folks in to talk about the music they love. Next up, we have just one of those conversations featuring our very own Iggy Igloo, host of Planet Groove, the Tuesday night world music show that you hear on KRCC.
So I'm here in the studio today with Iggy Igloo, host of Planet Groove on KRCC. Welcome, Iggy.
Greetings. How are you doing?
Good. So we're here today to talk about one of the many genres of music that you take a special interest in as the sort of global music curator here at KRCC. So I'll let you kind of set up what it is that we're here to talk about today.
Well, I wanted to talk about indigenous hip-hop because it's really close to my heart and my musical upbringing and how I was opened musically to the whole world.
So talk a little bit about that. And first of all, you are...
I'm an Inuit.
Inuit.
My grandmother's from Unalakleet, Alaska, which is on the northern part of Alaska.
And so did you grow up listening to music written by Native Americans?
No, not at all.
No.
I grew up in the suburbs here in the Springs. When I was 17, I went to Job Corps in South Dakota and met a lot of Native youth while I was there. And a lot of them were Native rappers. Native hip-hop artists and or aspiring, you know, Native hip-hop artists. And in the modern times, the Native culture has gravitated towards the bravado of hip-hop to help them through life and have fun.
So we're going to talk about a few different artists today, but I understand you wanted to talk first about some of the more traditional indigenous mm-hmm. music. So the first thing that you brought in to listen to is a round dance. Can you talk a little bit about what that is and where it comes from?
Well, so a round dance is normally with the northern tribes, and the whole community will get together in like a gymnasium or a big room, you know, a hall, and everybody has their own drum, at least the drummers and singers do, and then and everybody dances around in a circle, you know, like hand in hand, and it's like a community building thing, especially like in winters in northern U.S. and Canada where it's rough winters, and so the whole community will get together, and it's a way to keep the community strong and get some dancing in, you know.
So let's take a listen to the one that, an example that you brought in. This is, you want to introduce it?
Oh yeah, this is Algin Scabby Road from his album Along the Way. It's a group of round dance songs. It's a song called Sina, Missing You.
Cool, let's take a listen.
produced example. Another album I have is a live recording, and it's a lot more boisterous.
So some of the other music that you've brought in, you've said is kind of influenced by this type of round dance, the beat and the melodies and that sort of thing. Can you talk a little bit about how you see that kind of coming through in some of these next things that we're going to be listening to?
Well, so in these modern times, American culture has like spread like a blanket, you know, and the youth on the reservations often turn to rap music because they relate to the storytelling, like especially the overcoming of struggles in the storytelling, because the reservation is a tough place to live. And there's a lot of Native hip-hop artists. And in the last couple months, I was able to meet a few of the better Native hip-hop artists. And the first one is Supaman. I met him at the Denver March powwow. And he's a Crow from the Crow Agency in Montana. And really nice guy. He keeps the traditional ties really strong in his music while producing great beats and has a really nice flow. And this song, Boom, is about the hand drums of the round dance.
Cool. So let's take a listen. So this is Supaman, and the song is called Boom.
Sky, fuzzy cheek guy, man, I can always try to rap, huh? This.
Yeah,
this is stupid, yeah.
It's that cake crusader, upside look at flavor, yo, we keep it major, we down with the creator, we get that per cap paper, you know we ball like Lakers, we always rolling, and when we joking, you know we say, he's too much Cheyenne people, yeah. Up at the Cheyenne Depot, lame dude, we came here, they see that I am lethal. We on a journey from Bernie and even Muddy Cluster, and even Busby, they love me, but ain't no honey toucher. I got a cousin there, he got like six kids, but he loves his life, he says it's ish biff. I keep these lyrics sharp like a bayonet, super mass, best on the heart, yeah, nah, nah.
That's great. You can hear, you know, the influence there of that hand drum, the round dance. Do you think it's important for people to realize that Indigenous music, Native American music, goes beyond more traditional sounds like the round dance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's as many different styles of Native American music. I've been real into Buddy Redbow recently. He's like an old Native country singer, and there's an electronic group in Canada. They're called a Tribe Called Red, and they take the round dance songs and produce them electronically. And so they're like taking the powwow to the club. You know, there's just we're all different, and everybody wants to make music in their own way, how they see it in their mind. And so it's as diverse as the people.
So let's move on to the next and final artist that you brought in. Tell us a little bit about this guy.
So Frank Wallness from the Rosebud Indian Reservation in South Dakota. He's a Sikandju Sioux. I hope I got that right. His music's more introspective, you know. He's like, he went to school in Chicago and realized that it's a much bigger world than the Rosebud Indian Reservation. That, you know, he didn't realize that at first, and then he's in this huge, bigger world getting called chief by strangers, which is a hard thing to deal with sometimes. And he is going through, and he sees his friend struggling. He's getting out of it, but still wants to stay rooted in it so that he could help his family. And he wrote a song about his mother called My Stone, and it ties in with the creation stories of their people. It's really nice.
All right, well, let's take a listen to that. This song is My Stone by Frank Walm.
Yeah. 89, we say hello. He says goodbye, daddy left when I was four and made us cry. You and I, Clyde and Bonnie of modern day. Drama came and friends left, but mama stayed through everything. All the fights and all the pain, all the change. I hate my dad, don't want his name. Told my mom that I'm a one, didn't understand all the things going on between her and my dad. But I was stubborn, I know that I make it hard. You always said, son, I know you're gonna make it far. Believe that, I need that in dark times. I think of what you did for me and my heart shines. You took my hand up this mountain.
The thing I see in most indigenous hip-hop is like strength and perseverance. You know, it's like focus on a good outlook on what happens and getting through hard times, you know, with a good outlook on in life, because people struggle in life a lot, and some people struggle a lot more than others, and everyone's struggle is different, and to recognize that and you know, sing songs of perseverance that will help you get through the dark times, and so to hold that hope in your heart and sing it out and spread a message of strength and perseverance and compassion is really inspirational to me personally, and it's helped me get through some crazy stuff.
You always gave me what I wanted, somehow always found the time. Single parent, it's apparent that you stayed up on your grind. I remember you would put me first. It was hard, but you said, son, it could be worse. You were right, it's funny, looking back, days were sunny. You kept me smiling.
Well, Iggy, thanks so much for coming in and sharing this music. Why don't we end this segment with a song from you, actually. A song that you wrote, Magic Words to Feel Better.
Well, I didn't, I produced it, The lyrics are an old Inuit song by Nakasuk.
Cool.
And I just wanted to bring them into my life and to music.
Cool. Well, this is Iggy Igloo, Magic Words to Feel Better. And Iggy, thanks again so much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it greatly.
That was Iggy Igloo, host of Planet Groove on KRCC, speaking with Jake Brownell. You can hear Iggy every Tuesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on KRCC.
All right, so for the last segment of this show, we want to do something special, which is it's the summertime, beginning of the summer, and we all know that summertime in Colorado means, among other things, Red Rocks. Shows
concerts
at Red Rocks,
yep.
And there's a great lineup this year. And we have a special opportunity here to actually talk about some of the shows we're excited about and give away some tickets to some of those shows.
Red Rocks shows, ticket giveaway. Red Rocks, one of the premier venues in the nation, never mind in our backyard.
We are so lucky. I don't know that there are any other venues like this in the country. You hear about the Hollywood Bowl, you hear about what?
Yeah.
It's Red Rocks.
It's Red Rocks, yeah, an institution. So many legendary shows have happened there.
Man. And Vicky, you were there for you too.
You too, that really? Video, that famous video.
Yeah.
Third row.
And so what we thought we'd do for this is each of us, kind of like we've done in other segments, but go around the table and talk about the one show that we're most excited about coming up at Red Rocks this summer. And like I said, we'll have a pair of tickets for each of these shows that we're talking about, and we'll talk about how you can win those at the end of this segment. So, Jeff, why don't we start with you?
Well, you know, I have four shows that I'm really excited about, and I'm going to have to narrow it down to one. I'm, you know, next week, My Morning Jacket's going to be playing Red Rocks. Odessa is going to be at Red Rocks. I would love to see those guys. LCD Sound System is going to be at Red Rocks for two nights in a row. And my man Ryan Adams is going to be playing Red Rocks, too. He did his cover album of Taylor Swift's 1989. That was one of my favorite albums of this last year. And he's going to be there on August 17th, so I think that's it. I think I'm going to be there. And one of the things I'm really excited about is that Kurt Vile is going to be opening up for Ryan Adams, and that was one of our picks in Air Check.
You may think that it's funny now that I got a headache like a shot of bad coughing dust bunnies.
I think I have everybody beat with two great artists on one ticket.
All right. Vicky?
Well, I'm really looking forward to July 18th because Sufjan Stevens is going to be at Red Rocks. And if you're familiar with his music, going through so many different phases, but always with that beautiful voice, the spiritual headset he brings to everything, coming off of Carrie and Lowell, his latest record, which is just beautiful, and a very personal record about growing up and insight into his mother and stepfather, and, you know, another batch of incredible songs.
Somewhere in the desert, there's a forest and an acre before us, but I don't know where to begin.
And I had already bought tickets for this one, so you know what I'm saying? As soon as I saw that he was coming, it was like, we're going to be there. And I can't imagine a more beautiful night than, you know, stars. July 18th, it's going
to
be warm.
Summertime. You know, it's such a beautiful place on a warm summer night to be able to look out over the Denver skyline, the beautiful Red Rock Amphitheater. I mean, that in and of itself, the band could suck and it would still be good, you know?
Right. Yeah. And, you know, the show that I'm really looking forward to, it's at the end of the summer, August 31st, and it's the band Tame Impala. Sort of psychedelic band from Australia. That's actually a sold-out show, but we have a couple of tickets.
Oh, wow, Jay.
And another thing I'm excited about with that show is Mac DeMarco is going to be opening up.
Oh, my goodness.
That's going to be a great show.
I'm getting excited just talking about this.
And so, like we said, we are going to have a pair of tickets for each of these shows. Sufjan Stevens, Tame Impala, Mac DeMarco, and Ryan Adams, Kurt Vile. Three amazing shows. All you need to do is head to krcc.org, find Air Check, which will be on the front page there, and just follow the instructions to enter the raffle. And so, Vicky, you'll be announcing the winner of that on your show, right?
I certainly will. I get all the pleasure of being able to say that, to say your name. So that'll be Tuesday, June 7th.
And we've got some sort of super-duper digital scrambling machine that'll take all of the names that are entered online and put them in a virtual hat and scramble them up, and that's how this is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Don't miss your chance to win a pair of tickets to one of these great shows. And again, head to krcc.org and enter there. Look for the Air Check link.
Check is a production of KRCC in Colorado Springs. You can learn more about any of the music you heard here in this episode by heading to krcc.org. Many thanks to our new intern, Mira Fisher, for her help with this episode. For KRCC, I'm Jeff Beery.
I'm Jake Brownell.
I'm Vicky Greger.